This pitch misses low for ball number two, 2-0 to Gray. And in Madison, 1-0 the Mallards lead over the Green Bay Rockers. However, the Rockers have been no-hit by Isaac Milburn through 8 innings. Swing and a miss from Nate Gray brings it to a 2-1 count. So one more inning from Isaac Milburn, who's up at 104 pitches. So he might as well come back out for the 9th inning to try and finish it off. Hitter of the season in the Northwoods League. This one's hit up the middle, and that gets on into center field by Nate Gray. So on the 2-1 count, he picks up a one-out single, his second hit of the game. And now it brings up Esteban Garcia with a runner on first and only one out in the top of the 5th inning. Chinook's up 4-2, and Garcia, the left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. As Morales came in back in the 4th inning and allowed one hit and one walk, but was able to get out of a shutout frame. First pitch on the way to Garcia, misses south of the zone for ball number one. 1-0 count. Garcia, 1-for-1 on the game, drew a walk back in the 2nd, came around to score, and he singled in the 3rd. Runner on first base with the 1-0 count from Morales, and it's inside and hits him. Or did it? No, it didn't. Looked like it did, but Garcia somehow, Matrix style, gets out of that one. Maybe thought it was a bullet coming his way, but apparently dodged it somehow. 2-0 count, runner on first base. Pitch on the way to Garcia. This one's ripped down the right field line, but foul by a few yards, and now it's 2-1. Continuing on with the scoreboard, bottom of the 5th in Traverse City. It's 6-2. The Royal Oak Leprechauns have the lead. Over in Fond du Lac, it's tied 3-3 between the Woodchucks and the Dock Spiders. Top of the 6th in Waterloo, the Bucks up 6-2 on the Moondogs. Top of the 4th in Rochester, it's 4-3 Thunder Bay as the pitch comes home to Garcia but misses inside, 3-1 the count. Over in La Crosse, it's 11-1 Loggers over the Stingers in the bottom of the 4th. In Minot, 5-3 the Hot Tots have the lead over the St. Cloud Rocks in the bottom of the 4th. And in the top of the 2nd in Badlands, the Larks have a 3-0 lead. Pickoff attempt back to first base keeps Nate Gray on the bag. Still a 3-1 count to Garcia. I'll give you an update on that no-hitter over in Madison once that 9th inning is over. 3-1 count, misses a little low, and that's a second walk of the game for Morales, as Nate Gray walks over to second base and Garcia to first. Brings up Collins Sr. with runners on first and second and only one out in the top of the 5th inning. Chance to do damage, and Sr., he's already shown off the hitting ability. He doubled back in the 2nd inning. Pitch on the way home. It's in there for strike number one called right down the middle. Senior, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Chinooks. He's 1-for-2 on the game. 0-1 count coming home. It is a little outside for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. And Senior's last time out, he grounded out 4-3 in the 3rd inning. Entered today really struggling, batting just 140 on the year despite his 9 RBIs. He's been able to drive him in. 1-1 count coming home, and again, a little bit outside. Now 2-1. On deck, the top of the card, it's Beckett Zavoric. And Zavoric already has a pair of hits, so you really don't want to see him with only one out. Morales now looks back to second with the 2-1 count, and Eric Parker is calling time to talk something over with Alejandro Morales. He was waving his arms for a second and says, all right, let's come back in and talk things over. So the entire infield plus Pat Costin going out there to talk with Alejandro Morales, and a bit of a mound visit. No coaches out there for the rafters, though. It's players only. So they're talking things over and making sure that Morales is good to go. Noah Ruiz, last one to head out. Gives him a fist bump. Now back over to third base, Ruiz, and Alejandro Morales kicks off his shoes a couple times, back on the rubber. Morales Morales trying to work through the traffic. He's got a 2-1 count with one away in the top of the fifth. Runners on first and second. Chinook's already up 4-2. Pitch on the way home. This one is hit high in the air down the left field line. It's right on the line, and Clayton is able to range over to it. He'll throw it back in on the line down to third. Not able to be picked up by Ruiz, but no runner coming over. So it's a simple flyout from Collins Sr., and it brings us back to the top of the order with two outs and runners on first and second. 4-2 Chinooks. They bring up Beckett Zavoric, the right-handed hitting DH, who's already 2-for-3 in the game, but his last time up, he grounded out 1-3 in the fourth. First pitch on the way is a fly ball down the right field line, hooking foul, and it reaches just out of play into the Chinooks bullpen. Now an 0-1 count, and Zavoric, prior to that 1-3 ground out, he had a 2-RBI single in the second, also came around to score, and in the first inning, it was a leadoff double. He's got 2 stolen bases as well, and 2 runs. 0-1 count to the man from Arizona State, and it's outside. Pickoff attempt back to first from the catcher, nearly had him, but not quite. That is a risky play, but a great throw. He's safe over there, and now an 0-2 count, as it was called a strike. 0-2 with 2 away, and Beckett Zavoric looking to keep the inning rolling on, but he's down in the count. Morales looking to finish it. Morales, no strikeouts in the game yet. Misses that one upstairs for ball number one, so doesn't pick up the strikeout just yet. David Hogg is on deck, and Hogg, another guy. I mean, this whole top of the order, you really don't want to face from the Chinooks. Zavoric and Hogg back-to-back. 1-2 count coming home. It is low for ball number two. 2-2 count. Zavoric having a strong plate appearance here. Saw 4 pitches in the fourth inning. This will be pitch number 5. And relatively early swings from Zavoric. Whenever he sees a strike, he's going to try and put it into play. 3-1 count. This one's hit towards right field. It's hooking and drops right down the line in right field. Throw coming over to third base, but a run does come home to score on the RBI single from Beckett Zavoric, and makes it 5-2 Chinooks in the top of the fifth inning. Esteban Garcia goes on over to third base, and Nate Gray comes home to score. Now runners on the corners with 2 outs, and David Hogg up to the plate. First pitch is crushed towards left field, going back to the warning track. He turns around, and this one is off the netting, out of here. 3-run shot from David Hogg, and it is 8-2 Chinooks. Oh, man, and that's where the inning compounds, and that's been the problem for the Rafters, is they'll hold them off for just long enough, and then all of a sudden, the runs come across all at once. 4 runs in the fifth inning for Lakeshore. They lead 8-2 in the top of the fifth. Home run for David Hogg. It's his 2nd of the season, as Beckett Zavoric comes home to score along with Esteban Garcia. First pitch is well outside for ball number one. A 1-0 count to Kyle Miklas. Miklas, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Chinooks, has a 1-0 count that's fouled back to make it 1-1. And the Rafters finally got back in the win column last night with game number 2 against Madison, but not able to keep the momentum, at least early in this game. They've done well late in games this season, but they've fallen into holes early and just haven't been able to complete the comeback. Grounder over to first, picked up by Guerrero, and he'll step on the bag himself, and that's out number 3, but a 2-out rally from the Chinooks. They score 4 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. It's 8-2 Lakeshore heading into the bottom of the fifth. Rafters got to get that offense rolling. When we come back, it's the fifth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth coming your way here from Wisconsin Rapids, and a four-run fifth inning for Lakeshore has them up 8-2, and the Rafters will be taking on the same pitcher as before. That's Nate Ciemne. Quick update from around the league, and well, that no-hitter that I was talking about, it was completed. So Isaac Milburn goes 9 innings without allowing a hit. A complete game no-hitter. He had 10 strikeouts for the Mallards. And, man, that's dominance right there. I feel a little bit better about the 3 losses that the Rafters took. And they were even able to steal last night's game. So 1-3 against the Mallards as they had a no-hitter today. First pitch on the way home. Broken bat up the middle towards shortstop. Picked up. Throw over to first is in time. And one pitch, one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chris Diaz retired. And it brings up Mason Onyade to the plate with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. 8-2 Lakeshore lead. And it'll be Onyade followed by Noah Ruiz. Here due up in the fifth, and Ciemne taking his time on the mound. He will look to take on Onyade, the left-handed hitting shortstop. It's a lefty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way, gets a big swing and a miss from Onyade. Now an 0-1 count, and Onyade up for his third time today. He is 1-for-2 in the game. Back in the third inning, he flew out to center field. 0-1 count with one away. Pitch coming home, and it is low for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Onyade back in the first inning. That's when he picked up the hit. It was a one-out single. Also came around to score on it thanks to a stolen base. 1-1 count coming here. It misses well outside for ball number two, and now 2-1. And Noah Ruiz on deck. That's a pretty good duo, Onyade-Ruiz, but Rafters so far just the 2 runs from the first inning. Ciemne's really looked good since. 2-1 count coming home, ripped over to first base on the ground, picked up. It'll be a 3-1 flip, and that is there for out number two. Two up, two down in the fifth inning, and it brings up Noah Ruiz with nobody on, down 6 runs. Ruiz, the right-handed hitting third baseman. He's already been on base twice, although he's 1-for-2 in the game. Up for the third time, and it's a righty-righty matchup. Ciemne's pitch count up to 62 in the game. Still plenty of ride left, as that's in there for strike number one. And there's a chance that Ciemne would even come back out for the sixth inning with his lower pitch count, but certainly a decision. 0-1 count coming here. This one's hit high in the air down the right field line. Running towards the line. It's a diving play in right field that is caught by Tyler Preece. Out number three, and the Rafters go three up, three down, seeing just seven pitches from Ciemne. So into the sixth we go. It's 8-2. Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we will return with more after this on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, and Alejandro Morales still dealing out there after he was roughed up in the top of the fifth inning. He will look to just eat some innings for the Rafters, and down 8-2 on the scoreboard, top of the sixth inning, the Rafters will be going up against Tyler Preece, Drew Reynolds, and Brody Rasmussen. That's the 4-5-6 batters in the order. And first pitch on the way, it's low for ball number one, and well, Morales could have worked out of that fifth inning without allowing a run. But with two outs, Beckett Zvorek had an RBI single as this one is grounded over to third base. Nice play over there by Ruiz. He'll throw it across, and Guerrero can't quite pick it off the hop. It's over to the tarp on the right field side, and he is over to second base. So an error on the throw from Noah Ruiz. Tried to get aggressive. Nearly had it, but Guerrero couldn't quite grab it. He was trying to keep his foot on the bag in order to get the out. So it's a little mix of the both of them, but officially it'll go on the E5. As that's Tyler Preece's third hit of the game. Brings up Drew Reynolds to the plate with a runner on second base and nobody out in the top of the sixth. First pitch misses inside. It's ball number one. Reynolds 0-for-2 in the game. This is his third time up. He flew out to right field his last time up in the fourth inning. 1-0 count. It's fouled back to make it 1-1. Back in the third inning, Drew Reynolds had his first plate appearance. It was a 1-3 ground out. Previously, he was not a starter. It was Jacob Coase, but Coase got substituted in the second. This one ripped over towards right field, and Parker's there, but nobody's covering first, so he can't make the throw. And it's an infield single for Drew Reynolds. Guerrero was trying to dive and make the play himself, but Parker was there and didn't need it. Instead, puts runners on the quarters as Brody Rasmussen steps up to the plate with nobody out and a trip to the mound as Mike Spears will have a chat with Morales and the Rafters. This season, it has been a little bit of a rough go. They have been looking for back-to-back wins and gotten them just one time this season. during their three-game win streak that they had. All three of those games came on the road. And they have yet to win back-to-back games that weren't on the road. Espen Simpson warming up in the Rafters bullpen and will likely come in after Morales. He's got quite a bit of rest, and that's been kind of the look at this game. You could guess that Morales and Simpson would be the first pitchers in, and thought there might have been a chance. We saw Krusenberry as the first pitch to Brody Rasmussen, misses low for ball number one. Krusenberry last threw on June 17th, but he had 58 pitches in that game. 1-0 count, ripped over down the left field line and fair. Here comes one run, and it's probably going to be two bases. They send him on over, and it's an RBI double for Brody Rasmussen. Three straight hits to lead off the sixth inning. It's 9-2 Chinooks, and Alejandro Morales not able to work through the trouble. Drew Reynolds is on third base as Tyler Preece came home to score. And it brings up to the plate the right-handed hitting Nate Gray. Righty-lefty matchup, and before they turn to the bullpen, they'll give Morales at least one more batter. Infield pushed in. The first pitch is an off-speed that drops in there for strike number one. Gray up at the plate. He is 2-for-3 on the game. His last time up, he had a single that he eventually came to score on. Swings and misses as this one is fouled back. Makes it an 0-2 count. Just barely got a piece of it. 0-2 the count to the left fielder. Runners still on second and third. Nobody out. 9-2 Chinooks in the top of the sixth. Morales brings the leg up, sends it home, and it's fouled away. Again, Gray just got a piece of that one. Esteban Garcia on deck, and Garcia has reached all three times he's been up to the plate so far, so not really a batter you want to face, despite him near the bottom of the order. Everyone on Lakeshore has been doing a good job so far, though. Pitch on the way, another breaking ball. This time it misses outside for ball number one. 1-2 the count, and Gray, previously the first baseman, before the substitution, and then he moved over to left field to fill the hole of Jacob Coase. 1-2 count with runners on second and third. Still nobody out, and Morales was looking for a get-right performance here, but hasn't quite gotten it. Pitch on the way. This one's hit towards straightaway center field. Miro is there, and he makes the catch. He'll try and throw it home. He's got the arm to do so, and it's picked, cut off. Throw over to third, and they got, no! They didn't get him. The throw is in time from Guerrero over to Ruiz, but Rafters third baseman not able to apply the tag in time, and so it's a sacrifice fly from Nate Gray that both runners advance on. Back-to-back RBIs from the Chinooks have them up 10-2 in the top of the sixth inning, but now one out. And it brings up Esteban Garcia with a runner on third base. 10-2 ball game. This pitch misses inside for ball number one, now a 1-0 count. Garcia, his last time up, drew a walk in the fifth inning. Also came around to score on that. He is 1-for-1 on the game. 1-0 count coming home. It's a grounder down the first baseline and fair. It's a cross as Guerrero was shifted inside. It's into the right field corner. So now rounding first and going to second. Garcia slides in. He's safe. And it's a RBI double for Esteban Garcia. His second hit of the game and his fourth time on base. Sends home Brody Rasmussen. And that is going to do it for Alejandro Morales. Not his best performance, and one that he'll have to bounce back from next time, as it is 11-2 Lakeshore in the top of the sixth, and the new pitcher coming in, it's Espen Simpson. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we return, the Rafters trying to hold back the Chinooks offense, who has been clicking on all cylinders tonight, here on WFHR.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Swing for the fences with Solaris Fiber Fast Internet. Whether you're watching the rafters online or going head to head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at solaris.net. Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And back in the top of the sixth here, the Rafters have already allowed three runs. Alejandro Morales is done for the night. And Morales, not a night to remember from him, as he went 2 1/3 innings out there. He allowed 8 hits on and 7 runs. All 7 were earned on 2 walks, no strikeouts. He didn't hit anyone with a pitch. He had no balks, and along with that had the one wild pitch, facing a total of 17 batters on 56 pitches. And so he hands it off to Espen Simpson, who comes into the game. And Simpson has been a strong pitcher so far this season for the Rafters, especially since his first outing. 1-0 count on the way home. It is low for ball number one, and Collins Sr. up at the plate, right-handed hitting third baseman for the Chinooks. It's an 11-2 ball game in the top of the sixth. The runner on second base with one out. Pitch coming home, it is outside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And Sr., he's up for the fourth time today. He's 1-for-3 in the game. His last time up, he flew out to left field back in the fifth inning. 2-0 count. Runner taking off from second. Pitch comes home, but it's fouled back. And now the count moves to 2-1 as Esteban Garcia will head on back to second base. And Simpson looking a little bit more at him. His last time out, he pitched back on June 17th and went 1 2/3 innings without allowing a run. Had 3 strikeouts in that game. Pretty good performance from him. 2-1 count. Coming home, it is in there for strike number 2. 2-2 the count. And, I mean, even outside of that, Simpson's been good in his previous few performances. He recorded 9 outs facing just 8 batters back on June 5th against Royal Oak. Back between June 8th and June 14th last week. 2-2 count. This misses outside for ball number 3. It's a full count to Collins Sr. And back last week, he went 1 inning without allowing a run. And Simpson has just been continuing to deal for the Rafters. You love just getting to see what Simpson can bring. A guy from Butler University got only a little bit of playing time. This one's ripped towards right field and a diving play out there. Nice catch by Chris Diaz for out number 2. Oh man, that was a tough play, and now 2 outs in the top of the 6th keeps the runner on second base in an 11-2 ball game. And it brings up the top of the order for the 5th time today. It's Beckett Zavoric with a runner on second and 2 outs. Righty-righty matchup. Simpson looks back to second. now brings it home. This one's hit to the right side of the infield and gets on into right. Here comes the runner on home. The throw from Diaz is up the line and not in time. An RBI single for Beckett Zvorek. It's 12-2 in the top of the sixth. The Chinooks have a big lead now. Fourth hit for Beckett Zvorek, his fourth RBI of the game. And he's looking to score his fourth run of the game as well, if he can come around to score. Esteban Garcia came around from second base on that hit. Zvorek already has two stolen bases this game. Don't be shocked to see him trying to swipe another bag. This one is on the lower part of the zone for called strike number one. David Hogg up at the plate. Another guy having a hot game for the Chinooks. He has the three-run shot his last time up. A 1-1 count here, misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. And Hogg on the game. Four RBIs. He's 2-for-3. Also drew a walk. Only time he was retired was on a pop-up in the second inning. 1-1 count with the runner on first, and it's high for ball number two. 2-1 count, and Espen Simpson not able to keep the inherited runner on the bag. As it's now 2-1, and Hogg two home runs on the season now. 2-1 count. This one is popped up, reaching foul territory, going out of play, and it is unplayable indeed. 2-2 count, and going back for David Hogg, I mean, that one was crushed to left field. You knew it was gone off the bat. And a night here where the Rafters have been struggling to bring their pitching up to par. The 2-2 count is on the outside corner for strike number three, and that does it for the sixth inning. But another four runs come home to score. Four runs on the five hits. There was one error, and along with that, just the one runner left on base. It's 12-2 heading into the bottom of the sixth. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
In the bottom of the sixth coming your way, Rafters have yet to score since the first inning. They are down 12-2 as, well, Nate Ciemne is indeed back out there. I hinted at that possibility back in the fifth inning, and he's looking for a quality start. He's allowed just the two runs over five complete innings. The first pitch to Madunho is popped up right side of the infield. Going over to it, the first baseman and Reynolds is there to make the catch for out number one. And Ciemne, back in the fifth inning, he threw just seven pitches to go three up, three down. He's been pitching efficiently. He's at 65 pitches through five and a third innings. And you go back to some of the innings he's had. Second inning, he threw just 8 pitches to record the 3 outs in a shutout frame. Third inning, he threw only 11. First pitch here to Gunnar Myro is called for a strike on the lower outside edge to bring it 0-1. And Myro up at the plate, 0-2 on the day. Grounded out 4-3 his last time up, back in the fourth inning. 0-1 count coming home, it's fouled back. It's a righty-righty matchup. One out, base is empty, and Rafters down 12-2. Gunnar Myro coming from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Native of Las Vegas. Maybe he can get some luck here. 0-2 count. It is outside for ball number one. And, well, with the way that things have been going for the Rafters recently, I would not recommend them going to Vegas. 1-2 count to Myro, and this one's hit up the middle. Well, maybe Myro can. He just picks up a single up the middle, and a one-out base hit for the Rafters has a man on first with one away for Jack Guerrero. Down 10 in the bottom of the sixth. Nate Ciemne got to be reaching towards the end of his chain. He's near 70 pitches at 69. And Myro, a quick runner out there, but you look at all the times that he's been on base, he has relatively few stolen bases. Just the one on the season. That was back at Fond du Lac a week ago. And first pitch to Jack Guerrero misses outside for ball number one. And Guerrero up for the third time today. He is 1-2 in the game. His last time up was in the fourth inning. He had a single, but was stranded at second. 1-0 count in there, called strike number one, right down the middle to the left-handed hitting first baseman. Lefty-righty matchup. Hasn't seemed to affect the outcome of the game so far from the Rafters. Still been struggling to hit Nate Ciemne as this one is fouled back to make it a 1-2 count. Rafters had 3 hits and 1 walk on Nate Ciemne at the end of 2 innings with the 2 runs. Since that point, they've had just 2 hits and 1 walk. And that's over the course of 3 1/3 innings. And one of those hits just came from Gunnar Myro. He's on first base with a 1-2 count to Jack Guerrero. Pitch on the way home. It's fouled back. Guerrero stays alive. Had to reach out the bat for that one near the lower part of the zone. And Guerrero from James Madison, native of River Edge, New Jersey. Came over to the Midwest here and looking to make his name known to the Wisconsin Rapids fans. He's batting .231 on the season entering the game. This pitch high and outside for ball number two makes it a 2-2 count. And Guerrero, he's got a little bit of experience here. He's a junior at JMU. Pitch outside, misses for ball number three. 3-2 the count. Guerrero also has played summer ball before in the Cal Ripken Collegiate League. Back for the Bethesda Big Train. And there he played pretty well in his first summer, but last summer struggled a little bit. 3-2 count. Outside, ball number four. And Guerrero is over to first base. Gunnar Myro pushed on to second. And as I mentioned, got to be reaching the end of the chain. And so a quick mound visit as the Chinooks will make sure that they are ready to go in the case that they need to turn to the bullpen. But no coaches coming out. It's just an infielder's visit. Second baseman, third baseman, and the catcher out to talk with Ciemne. First baseman and shortstop are still in their normal locations. A little interesting that you only have the three others come in to have a chat with Ciemne. But either way, Rafters still looking to get some offense going. Bottom of the sixth and down 10. It's going to take a lot to come back into this one. But you got to start somewhere. A couple runs an inning and maybe you're back in it. Dylan Escobar warming up in the bullpen for the Chinooks. But they're looking for the quality start from Ciemne. He's through 5 1/3. First pitch to Eric Parker. It's a 7/8 swing and tried to pull back, but not quite able to do so. It's strike number one, an 0-1 count. Parker, right-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. He's up for his third time today with the runners on first and second and one out. 0-1 count coming home. He holds off, but it's on the lower part of the zone for strike number two. And Parker looks back to Hudson Arney and says, "And what's that call?" Now an 0-2 count, and Parker from University of Georgia trying to make something happen. Fouls one off of his foot. Now an 0-2 count, and right-handed hitter. He's going to take a little bit of time to kind of step around there and make sure that he's all right. Had that one bounce right off of his foot, and never comfortable when that happens, but a lot of times it bounces off of the kind of rubber part of the shoe. Not rubber. Actually, it might be. I don't know what shoes are made out of, specifically those cleats up there. Never been a shoe man myself, but a lot of players are. A lot of guys have shoe collections and always want to have the flashiest ones out there. Not really any flashy colors from the Rafters cleats. You see them a couple times in other leagues as this one is fouled away to bring the count 0-2. And well, especially in different places, you'll get to see different style choices from all the different players. But it's always fun to get to, you know, hear the backstory behind those. Parker at the plate. He's still got an 0-2 count. He's fouled off back-to-back pitches. 0-2 on the way home. This one's hit towards shallow center field. Running up on it, it's a flare, and it drops in no man's land for a one-out single. Bases are loaded as Parker goes to first. Guerrero goes to second, and Gunnar Myro goes to third. Myro had the one-out single before Guerrero's one-out walk, and now Parker's single has them filled, and Nate Ciemne going to try and get out of this jam himself. And you might be able to tell he's getting a little bit tired out there, up to 81 pitches on the game. Rafters are up 10, though, the Chinooks are up 10, and they feel like, hey, we can risk it a little bit, get this guy his quality start. Pat Costin up at the plate, left-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. He's reached both of his times so far. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Bases are loaded with only one out. 1-0 count is fouled back. Brings it 1-1, and Costin has a ton of pop in that bat, but really has yet to kind of show it off. He hasn't had that big hit yet. We're waiting to see it, as he could easily send one over the wall, but he's been more focused at getting on base. Taking a lot of walks this season. 1-1 count outside makes it 2-1. And Austin from Indiana University looking to keep the on-base streak alive as the Rafters have reached their last three batters. Clayton Jr. on deck if it gets to him, but also worth noting a double play is in order. Austin also working to avoid that. 2-1 count. This one's a fly ball down the left field line, but foul towards the concessions area, and it bounces high off the roof in foul territory. It's a 2-2 count. Costin drew a walk back in the fourth inning. That was his last time up, and that was after seeing six other pitches. Seventh pitch, he drew a walk. He saw a four-pitch walk back in the second inning. 2-2 count, misses inside. It is full to Costin. And one ball away from walking home a run, and Rafters need a ton of them. You got to start somewhere. Down 12-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. They've been out hit 17-6 by the Chinooks. Runners on every bag. 3-2 count is a fly ball down the left field line, reaching out of play, and it bounces off the top of the sweet spot and over to the party in the park area, and one of the young fans over there will grab it and celebrate. Hey, look what I found! One of the great reasons to come and see ball games. 3-2 count, swing and a miss. That's strike number three. And Costin worked the count but couldn't finish it off, as there are now two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bases are still loaded, and it brings up the right-handed hitting left fielder, Royce Clayton Jr. Rafters still down 12-2 in the bottom of the sixth. And Clayton hoping to do some damage. He's up for the third time today. The nine-hole batter, before we get back to the top of the card, this one is fouled back. Makes it an 0-1 count. And Clayton, his last time up, struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. He grounded into a fielder's choice in the second. That had the inning over. 6-4 on that fielder's choice. So he's 0-2, 0-1 count. It is a little outside for ball number one. Back even, 1-1. Runners on every bag. Nate Ciemne looking for the quality start. He's just one out away, up to 90 pitches in the game for him. 1-1 count is popped foul, straight back out of play. 1-2, and Ciemne one strike away from finishing the quality start. And Ciemne, he was off to a rough start, and it looked like the Rafters might be in a big game against him. He scored two runs in the first inning and had a pair of hits in that inning. And then the second inning, they had a single and a walk with one out. They just couldn't get it to go their way. 1-2 count is low by just a touch. And it is 2-2 to Clayton. Man, that did not miss by much. Bases loaded, 2-2 count with two away in the bottom of the sixth. And this one is outside. Full count to Clayton. Trying to work on the base any way he can. And ready to bring home the pitch. Ciemne out there on the mound. He fires and it's fouled off. So Clayton stays alive. All the runners were going with a 3-2 count and two outs. Over on third, it is Gunnar Myro. On second, Jack Guerrero. And on first, Eric Parker. Parker, a very quick runner over at first, and with the head start, he could potentially score on one that's hit to the outfield. 3-2 count. It's fouled back once again by Clayton. And Clayton on the season has a few doubles on the year for the Rafters. And those doubles, he's got three of them. Three of his 17 hits have been for extra bases. 3-2 count coming home. And once again, fouled away by Clayton. He just keeps fighting up there and brings up the ninth pitch of the plate appearance. Nate Ciemne, all the way up to 96 pitches in the game, trying to get through six and earn the quality start. In his first start of the season, 3-2 count comes home, and it is high for ball number four. Or never mind, it's not a ball. It's called a balk, which means that the run comes home to score, but Royce Clayton does not head to first. So no pitch. They called a balk. So Eric Parker goes to second base. Jack Guerrero goes to third. And Gunnar Myro comes on home and scores and a visit. And looks like they're going to call it a walk. So despite that, they're going to say it's a walk. And well, ultimately, it ends up a runner on base and a great plate appearance from Royce Clayton Jr. RBI for him. They change their mind. They say, hey, that's a walk, and they're making the call to the bullpen after Ciemne tried to go as long as he could. He saw 97 pitches and went 5 2/3 inning, and that brings us to a new pitcher. So Nate Ciemne's night is done, and a new pitcher coming in for the Chinooks. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. Rafters have the bases loaded here on WFHR Wisconsin Rafters.
better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, bottom of the sixth inning, and the Rafters showing some life on offense as they have the bases loaded and scored their third run of the game against Nate Ciemne. That got him pulled after Ciemne ended up going 5 2/3 innings before he hands it off to the new reliever in the game for Lakeshore. And 5 2/3 innings, he allowed 6 hits, 3 runs, all 3 were earned on 4 walks and 3 strikeouts. There were no hit by pitches. There was no balks officially as Layton did draw the walk, which sent home all the runners. And there was also 1 wild pitch thrown as Ciemne faced 27 batters. This pitch fouled by Chris Diaz. Brings the count 0-1. And Diaz, the left-handed hitting right fielder, batting leadoff in this game. He's 0-3 as the bases loaded ahead of him. Ciemne threw 97 pitches over those 27 batters. Pitch coming home. It is called for strike number 2 to Diaz. Now an 0-2 count. And, well, when I was talking to Diaz earlier, he was saying he really felt free and loose back in that first game of the 2 against Madison yesterday. That helped him reach base 5 times in game 1. 0-2 count is fouled down that left field line and towards the rat trap and nearly caught out of the air by one of the visitors over there. Actually, I think he still caught it. Dropped it off the first touch, but able to bring it in. Nice catch out there. Still an 0-2 count to Chris Diaz. Bases are still loaded. Royce Clayton on first, Eric Parker on second, and on third, Jack Guerrero. 2 outs, 0-2 count on the way home, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number 3. And so Dylan Escobar able to get out of the inning without any further damage. It remains a 12-3 ball game. We'll hit the top of the 7th. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Seventh inning, and Espen Simpson back out to the mound for the Rafters. They're down 12-3 after they left the bases loaded in the sixth inning. They scored just the one run on two hits. They left three on, no errors in that inning. And top of the seventh, Espen Simpson back out to work. He came in of relief for Alejandro Morales back in the top of the sixth, and Simpson allowed a RBI single from Beckett Zavoric. But he retired the other two batters, a flyout from Colin Sr. and strikeout of David Hogg as the first pitch to Kyle Miklas is fouled high and out of play. 0-1 the count, and Miklas, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Chinooks, he is up for the fifth time today. And currently 1-for-3, sends one over to second base, picked up by Parker, and he sends it on over to first in time for out number one. 4-3 on the put out, and it brings up Tyler Preece to the plate with one out and nobody on. 12-3, the Chinooks lead. The Rafters need to outscore the Chinooks by an average of 3 runs the rest of the game to send it to extras. This one's hit to right field and gets on through for a first pitch single to Tyler Preece. That's his fourth hit of the game, and that's the second batter on the Chinooks with 4 hits this game. And now everyone currently in the lineup for the Chinooks has a hit. I meant to say that earlier, but well, it's been that case for a while. I didn't even notice that until just now, but it actually happened back when Brody Rasmussen had his RBI double in the sixth. First pitch here is fouled off to bring the count 0-1, and Drew Reynolds up at the plate. He's 1-for-3. The only guy who's played today for the Chinooks without a hit is Jacob Coase, who only saw one at-bat and struck out. 0-1 count. It is in there for strike number two. 0-2, and even when Jacob Coase was up at the plate, he was substituted out in the second inning, so didn't get much of a chance. But basically, everyone has a hit on this Chinooks team. 0-2 count with the runner on first. One away in the top of the seventh inning. Pitch from Simpson is a breaking ball high and outside for ball one, and tried to go with the strikeout pitch. Not able to get it, and Simpson has the one strikeout that he retired David Hogg on back in the sixth inning. Pitch coming home, and it is called for a ball. Smidge outside, and now 2-2 the count. Reynolds had his first hit of the night back when he singled in the sixth inning. Sun is set here at Witter Field as we're getting into the later hours of the night. 2-2 count comes home, and it's fouled back. Reynolds stays alive at the plate, and Brody Rasmussen on deck.
Now, breaking news from Civic Media.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Todd Alball for Civic Media. We are interrupting our regularly scheduled programming. We apologize to those listeners of Max Inc. Radio in particular. We'll get back to that here in just a bit. But we're coming on the air tonight once again, as we did earlier this evening, to bring you some breaking news. At any moment now, we're anticipating the President of the United States, Donald Trump, to address the nation in the situation in the Middle East. Earlier tonight, the United States launched strikes on 3 Iranian nuclear facilities, according to the president. He plans to address the nation here at the top of the hour or shortly thereafter, and to talk about this a little bit and to inform the nation exactly what is going on and the implications thereof. We talked earlier tonight with Rick Wilson, founder of the Lincoln Project, but also spent many years in the Pentagon and Department of Defense under the Bush-Cheney administration. And we are going to, stand by here for the President of the United States. But perhaps before we do this, we can bring in another guest this evening. We appreciate him joining us so very much, Stephen Zunes, Professor of Politics and Director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco. Professor, thank you, first of all, for joining us on short notice tonight.
No problem. I'm happy to contribute. I mean, this is certainly a very disturbing development, and it's important that your listeners, in addition to hearing whatever propaganda we're about to hear from the White House, can hear some other analysis as well.
I'll apologize in advance as these things go in live moments. We'll have to cut our discussion off as soon as the president takes the podium at the White House. We're waiting that right now. But leading up to that, set the stage a little bit in the context beyond just militarily. What for the lay people who doesn't understand the Middle East the way that you do, what does this mean for stabilization, or perhaps tonight, better put, destabilization of the entire Middle Eastern region, and how that